Begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachos daf Lamed. Begin on Amud Aleph, begin with Teis Divrei Maaseh, where Teis begins with the words of the Gemara, Vehechi Matzla, and how does one pray it? Which Teis comes to explain if the halacha is like Rav Sheshesh or like Rav Chizda, which the Gemara brought that if someone's going out on a journey, so he has to say what's known as Tefillas HaDerech, the prayer of the wayfarer. So the Machlekes, Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshesh, how exactly is the form a person has to say it? Rav Chizda says you have to say it standing. Rav Sheshesh says you could say it even as one is continuing to walk. So Taisa says that this that the Gemara says Vehechi Matzla at Tfilas HaDerech Kai. That's going on the prayer of Tfilas HaDerech, although the Gemara was speaking about also regarding the Tfilah Katzara, the bridged Tfilah someone makes in times of danger. It's not going on that. Vehechi Matzla is going on Tfilas HaDerech. And as Taisa brings, Rav Sheshesh Sama Afilah Mahalak, Rav Sheshesh says that one could even say it as one is going. And again, it was not going Tfilah Katzara, it was going Tfilas HaDerech. And the Kaimel and Rav Sheshesh, and we rule like Rav Sheshesh that one could say Tfilas HaDerech even as he's continuing to journey. Now, Omiyu, however, Taisa brings, but Taisafta, Pasek HaRav Rav Yisiv Karav Chizda, he rules like Rav Chizda, and Bechir Rav Alphas Pirish, the Rif also explains that Rav Chizda Adifalei Tvei, Rav Chizda is the more ideal choice, because Rav Sheshesh himself, the Gemara brings that he did like Rav Chizda when he was with him, and he said Tfilas HaDerech in the standing position, and therefore that would be more ideal to stop and say Tfilas HaDerech and not to continue. But although Teis does rule that the Tfilas HaDerech could be said even as one is continuing to walk. Now Teis continues with the Dibre Maschel, with the words of the Gemara, Ma'ika ben Habineinu leTfilah Katzara. What's the difference, as the Gemara, between the prayer of Habineinu, which is the Me'ein Shemayna Esrei, and the Tfilah Katzara, which is in times of danger? So Teis comes to explain, why didn't the Gemara say a very simple difference between them? Tfilah Katzara, the very bridge, which is like one line, that's only in the place of danger, whereas Habineinu. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between Habineinu and the Tfilah Katzara, as our Teis Divrei Maschel brings, which you say in the time of danger? So Teis asks, Tema. Teis asks to take a second look. Teis wonders, Lema de Kabinayu, why don't you say very simply the difference between them is the Tfilah Katzara, the abridged, the short Tfilah. That's only in the place of danger. Habineinu, this abridged Shemayna Esrei, known as Habineinu, which is longer, it just has like every bracha Shemayna Esrei in like a few words, that's mispal afalish leibakim sakana, that a person, as long as like even Taisa himself said, in the fields, not in danger, that you could say it there too. So that's a very simple difference. Yishleim Taisa says, what you could say is dahachi kibayi. What the Gemara's question was, when it says my benai, what's the difference between them? It meant kol echad bimkaima, each one in their place. Meaning Tfilah Katzara b'makom sakana, the short prayer in a place of danger. V'avineinu shle b'makom sakana, and Habineinu, which you're allowed to say it not in a place of danger, that each one, when you're allowed to say it, in each one of them, what's the difference between them? That's what the Gemara answers and says, one has to have the three brachas before and three brachas after. They have differences, but it wasn't asking regarding when can you say each one. The question was, when you have each one, what would be the difference between the two of them? Now continuing the next taste of the Ramaschal halachic Rebbe, that the Gemara brings that the halacha is like Rebbe. Shesh comes to explain that that's the halacha that a person never has to stop his journey to daven, rather he could daven whether if he's riding or as he's walking. So the Gemara brought that if someone's riding on the donkey and it comes time to daven, so if he has someone to hold his donkey, he should come down and daven. If not, then he should daven in his place and daven that way. Rebbe says no, in either way. In other words, even if he has someone to hold his donkey, he should stay on his donkey and daven, because he's not going to be able to focus realizing that his journey is being held up. Now, Rava and some Rabbi Shimon Levi said that the halacha is like Rabbi, which Tesis brings, is Shelo Yerid Lamata, a person should never come down from his donkey, even not in a situation of danger, even if someone is continuing to journey, he doesn't have to turn his face, so he's not getting up the donkey, but at least let him turn his face towards Yerushalayim, which is a halacha. No, even that he doesn't have to do again, because it's going to perturb him that his journey is getting held back up. So you don't have to come down from the donkey, and neither do you even have to turn your head in the direction of Yerushalayim, which is like Rebbe. Now, continuing the next Teis Divrei Maaseh, Teis begins with the words of the Gemara, HaYo'imid B'chutz La'aretz. Someone standing out of Eretz Yisrael, Yichaven Keneged Eretz Yisrael, he should focus himself towards Eretz Yisrael. Teis comes to explain that a person has to focus his face to Eretz Yisrael and not only his heart. The Gemara brought that if someone's standing out of Eretz Yisrael, Yichaven Es Libay Keneged Eretz Yisrael, the words in our Gemara, our text, is he should focus his heart towards Eretz Yisrael. Like it says in the Pasuk, B'spallu Elecha Derech Artzam, they'll pray to you through from older lands. Now, Teis says that the Girsa should be, if someone was standing in Chutz La'aretz, Yichaven Keneged Eretz Yisrael and V'loiger Sinan Liba. You shouldn't have the words, he should focus his heart towards Eretz Yisrael. Because says Teis, Da'apanav Kai, It's going on his face, that he has to have his face directed towards Eretz Yisrael, and not enough with his heart. K'diktani Sefer, like we learned at the end, it says, if someone is standing in the east, if he turns his face towards the west, because everyone has to turn their body direction, and therefore Tosfos says not to have the gears of Liboy, and rather delete that word, because it's not about his heart, it's about his face. Now we continue with Tosfos Devar Maaseh. Tosfos begins with the words of the Gemara, Latal Piyos. What's Tal Piyos? It's Tal, it's a mound, Shekol Piyos, that all mouths, Painim by turn towards it, which Tosfos comes to explain that the halacha is like this: that a person has to daven in the direction of Eretz Yisrael into the place of the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara brought: if someone's in Yerushalayim, he should then turn towards the Beis Hamikdash. If he's in the Beis Hamikdash, he turn towards the Kodesh Kodashim, and so on and so forth. They should all be directed to the same spot. So it comes out, says the Gemara: if he's in the east, he should face towards the west; in the west, to the east. If he's in the south, he should face the north; in the north, he should face to the south. Comes out, all the Jewish people are directing themselves to the same place. By the kuv, and on that the Gemara brought. What's the pasuk? Kimigdal David Savar Banu Talpiyos. What's Talpiyos? That everyone's directing towards the base of Mikdash. It's Tal. It's this mound that all mouths are turning towards that same direction. And says Taisus, and like this teaching is how we rule. V'chem baskin, and so too is that the conclusion of the Gemara Balei Achbrim Babasdav Chafeim Abeis. The comment with the Gemara says Atun the Kaimisun Litzvayin Eretz Yisrael. You are in the north of Eretz Yisrael, meaning northern. You're the north of Eretz Yisrael. So Adrima, you have to go and when you daven face towards the south, so that you'll be facing towards the base of Mikdash. And says Taisus, Balei Kahani Amiroi Dilel. Not like the Amiroim that was previously brought in the over there in the Gemara. The pligi ihashchinu b'mizrach b'mayim, that they have a dispute: is the divine presence in the east or is it in the west? And according to them, you would have to daven either to the east or to the west, wherever you are, and not to the direction of Eretz Yisrael. And that says Taisus, no. The conclusion of the Gemara is like our sugya and that in Baba Basra over there, that you have to face towards the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore says Taisus, achshav onu b'marav shel Yisrael. Now that we're in the west of Eretz Yisrael, where the Bali Taisus were in France and in Germany, therefore we have what's called the Mizrach, which is towards the direction of where everyone davens, because actually, although generally it was towards Meirim, but that was in Eretz Yisrael. Now that everyone is on the west of Eretz Yisrael in the Balei Taisus, they face towards the east, again, because one has to go towards the direction of Eretz Yisrael of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we're coming to the next Taisus, the Maaseh Taisus, begins with the words of the Gemara, Avu Deshmul V'Levi, have a Makadmi U'Matzlu. They would go early and daven. Which Taisus comes to explain that the father of Shmuel and Levi, they didn't go and daven so early before Leis HaShachar, like Rashi said, which is one of those machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rather, it was before Netzacham, before sunrise, but it was still after Alisa Shach, which, again, the Gemara brought this teaching that when they had to go on the journey, they couldn't daven when they're on the journey, they would daven early before they left, and when they came to Zaman Krishma, then they would say Krishma, but the Shemayin Esther they said beforehand. So Taisus brings that Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains when it says that they would daven early, they would daven even before the break of dawn. So Taisus, but later, that doesn't seem to be the interpretation. Then came, because if that's what they did, then they would not fulfill their obligation at all. It's not even daytime at all. So why would they even daven the Shemayna Esrei? There's no point. They wouldn't fulfill anything. Rather, Taisus says, therefore, it seems Kipirish Rach, like the interpretation of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Mishal Amud Hashachar comes. It's talking about after it was at least the break of dawn. This says that they would daven early. It means koydim anetzacham akamer. It means before the sunrise. V'adayin ein ikras matvilim. That's the chiddush, that even though it's not the primary time of davening, which is only after the nets, but still after the fact, when they didn't have such an alternative, they would daven earlier than that. But again, at least after Alisa Shachar, because before Alisa Shachar, the taste is no point, because one's not fulfilled any obligation in that way. During the next taste, the Maaseh Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara. Mismach gul letfila adav. It's better to have the brach of Gol Yisrael, the brachas Kriya Shema, the Shema, and its brachas, right, continue into the Shemayna Esrei. Taisus explains, is the halacha like Avu Shmuel and Levi, or is like the other opinion brought in the Gemara, that of Reb Shimon Elazar? That is, the Gemara brought, as we just mentioned before, the father of Shmuel and Levi, when they had to go on their journey, so they would daven Shemayna Esrei earlier in their house, and when they came to Zman Kriya Shema, then they would say Kriya Shema. Now, the Gemara brings, however, the opinion of Reb Shimon Elazar that disagrees, and he says, no, a person is not supposed to daven Shemayna Esrei before it says Kriya Shema. Rather, he waits till in the middle of the journey when he says Shema, and then he daven Shemayin Esrei after Shema, so that you should have the brach of Gaal Yisrael Gula right after, followed by Tefillah. Now the Gemara says that the father of Shmuel and Shimon Elazar, what's their machlekes? Do you say that davening Shemayin Esrei in the standing position, which they would do before they left on the journey, is better than being Semach Gula Tefillah, which you could do on the journey, because on the journey you can't stand, you can't hold up the journey? Or is it being Semach Gula Tefillah that's better, as Taisus says, Milas Bal Mumet, than standing and davening? And says Taisus, v'hachi pasik b'hag, and this is how the Baal Halachas Gedolos rules, halacha g'b'shim and elazer, which he holds that having smichas gula tefila is better than davening shemoneh esrei in the standing position. Now, therefore, says Taisa Mashma, it would sound like the yudches brachas that the shemoneh esrei mutalus bal b'derech b'mahalchi a lot of daven then on the journey as you're going vein tzarich lamed, and you don't have to stand, because if you would think that you have to stand when davening shemoneh esrei even when you're going on the journey, so obviously everyone would hold then of course you're not supposed to daven before you go on the journey. Rather, you should wait until the zman krishma and then you say krishma and you daven, because then you'll have both smichas gula tefila and you'll be davening standing. Obviously, that opinion says that you wait till on the journey is that you don't have to stand when you're saying Shemoneh Esrei. Oh, that's the Machlekes. Those said, no, standing is more important, therefore do it beforehand. The other one said, no, Semichas Gula Tefillah is more important, even though you're not going to be standing. And that's how the Bahag rules like that opinion, that rather be Semichas Gula Tefillah than standing in the standing position earlier. Now, B'mtayma, B'taysa asked, if you're going to say, U'mayshna Mahabineinu, so that was the inference that we said, that that's how we rule, and that's this opinion, that you don't have to stand by Shemoneh Esrei. But says Taisus, why is it even Habinenu? The Meskina Le'el that we ruled earlier, the Mu'umadafka, that even Habinenu, which is just a bridge Shemoneh Esrei, that you have to say it's standing. So why over here are we saying that when you're going on the journey, when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, that you don't have to say it's standing? What you could say is, says Taisus, no, Dishani Habinenu. Habinenu is different. Shikitzar, it's a very short prayer. It's not going to hold you up from your journey so long. In contrast to the whole Shemoneh Esrei, it takes a long time. So the whole halach over here is related to this concept, but we don't want to hold you up in your journey if you don't have to say it standing. Whereas Habinenu, yes, over there it's not so long that you would have to say it standing. Void Pirush Haram, also the Remeshim, one of the Balei Taisus, he explains the halach over here, when he's davening on the journey, as he's going, like we said, to be Semach Gula Tefila, and therefore, like we said, he doesn't have to stand, but he says, Kihadu Lebesi, because when he's going to come back to his house, Matzli Mubar, he actually has to daven over again standing. As we find similarly, the Gemara says shortly, a different custom, Ravashi matzli b'hadi tzibur b'yachem miyushev. Ravashi would daven with the tzibur by himself as he was sitting. And the reason why he would do that is, although he's the Rosh Hashiva and he was giving a lecture, but could elikra krishma b'shaita, so that he should be able to say krishma in its appropriate time. And he would continue and daven shemoneh esrei to be semach gula tefila. But v'chihad l'beis, when he would come back home, matzli mu'umar, he would daven standing. The difference says, the Ram, Reb Moshe, that the same thing applies over here, that when one would come back home, one would have to go out and daven in a right position, that in standing, although as on the journey, when he daven shemoneh esrei, he would do it sitting. Now, however, although we brought from the Bahag that he rules like Reb Shimon HaLazar, but Tezer brings v'rach pasuk, the Rabbeinu Chananel rules, like the other opinions, kavu, d'shmul, v'levi, that actually it's better to daven shemoneh esrei standing up than to be semach gula tefila. And therefore, according to that, one should go ahead and daven shemoneh esrei earlier than the regular time of Netzach Hamah to do it standing before he goes on the journey, even though he's not going to be able to be semach gula tefila. Now, but says Tezer Miu, however, midukama Rav Ashi, from the fact that Rav Ashi says, later on in the Gemara, l'chazina l'rabbana kishishi d'kabdi hachi, he says, I didn't see any of the elderly rabbis doing like this opinion of Avu d'shmul Levi, and that's why he didn't do that. Mashman sounds like the ain halacha kamaisim, the halacha is not like them, which would be not like the Rabbeinu Chananel, rather like the Bahag, like Reb Shimon HaLazar, that it's better to be semach geula tefila than to daven shemoneh esrei standing up. I continue to Amid Beis, again the Taisa de Rimaschel, Taisa begins with the words of Hacha Gesina. This is the text of the version of the Gemara, that ain halacha k'Reb Yehuda sha'am Reb Shimon HaLazar ben Azariah, which Taisa comes to explain, first of all, that when we say it's not like him, it's rather like the opinion of the Rabbanan, that say that an individual always has a daven musaf, no matter what the situation is, and also to prove this idea. Because there was a three machlekes tanoim in the Mishnah regarding the tefillah of musaf. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as he was quoted by himself, says that tefillah of musaf is only by the tzibur. But an individual never has to daven musaf. Chacham held, no, an individual always has to daven musaf, whether there's a tzibur or not. Rabbi Huda, his version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was that an individual, if he's not with the tzibur, has to daven musaf. But if he's with the tzibur, then he doesn't have to daven musaf because he exempts himself with the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. On that, the Gemara said, as our Taisus quotes, that the halacha is not like Rabbi Huda, that his version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, Ella, rather, who is halacha like? There's two other opinions. We have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chacham. Rather, what the Gemara means to say is halacha k'rabbanan looks like Rabbanan, that an individual always has to daven musaf, whether there's a tzibur or not. V'chem pasuk rach, and so do the Rabbeinu Chananel rules, which is also our custom. Delahachi ma'isi Rabbami Ravasi, and this proof is because that's why the Gemara brings the narrative of Rabbami Ravasi that Shahi Mispalim b'yochad, that they used to daven even musaf by themselves. Krabbanan, like the rabbis, Bein Amudi Degarsi, between the pillars of where they would learn in their Beis Medrash, and they wouldn't go to shul to daven with the tzibur. Lashmina, to tell you that Lacha Krabbanan, Lacha like Krabbanan, that is, that a person, even as an individual, even without the tzibur, has to go ahead and daven his own tefillas musaf. That's why, from that story, why did Gemara bring it down? To prove this halacha like the Chacham. Now, we think in the next taste of Maschel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara of Tanya. If someone forgets, doesn't mention the required remembrance of Rosh Chodesh, that'll be Yalav Yalav by Ma'ariv. A Machzirin Aisai, that we don't make him go back. Which Taisa explains, do we have the Giris in the Braisa, as we have in our Gemara, that if someone made a mistake and didn't mention Rosh Chodesh at nighttime, as the Giris of Taisa's bringing in the Devar Maskel, is that an appropriate text to have? Because the Gemara brought, Chibra Abba, he davened and he davened again. So Rabbi Zeira asked him, why are you doing this? If it's because you forgot to say Yalav Yalav by davening, but we learned in the Braisa that if someone made a mistake and didn't mention Yalav Yalav by Ma'ariv, we don't make him say it over because he could say it by Shachris, and etc. It says it by the older tefillas. So that Taisa says, the Loiger Sinalei. No, one should not have that part of the Braisa in the text, that if someone forgot to say Rosh Chodesh by Ma'ariv, that he doesn't have to go back and say it over because he could say it by Shachris. Because Damin Besamach, because the Gemara tells us shortly that Tov Lehiska Shoresh Chedesh, if someone made an error and didn't say Yalav Yalav by Ma'ariv, that Eimach Zirin, they say, why don't we make him go back? Lefishe Mekacha Mechulu, because we don't sanctify the new month, the Levana, at nighttime. And that's why, so it's not a significant part of Rosh Chedesh to have to go over and say Yalav Yalav again. Not because, like this Bryce is saying, because you could say it and make up for it by Shachras. So therefore, maybe, yeah, for the other tefillahs that makes sense. But for Ma'ariv, therefore, we shouldn't have that Girsa, as Taisa is bringing that Girsa from our Gemara. Or Inami, or another approach Taisa says, E-Isa, even if you are going to have the Girsa as we have it, that if you didn't mention Yalav Yalav B'Ma'ariv, we don't make you say it over, because you have to say, you could say it again by Shachris, Agav Achrina Nakadlei, it was parenthetically just mentioned because of the other cases. Because like we said, the Braisa there mentions all the tefillahs. It says, if you made a mistake and didn't mention Rosh Chodesh by Shachris, you don't have to say it over, because you could say it by Musaf. You didn't say it by Musaf, you could say it by Mincha. Therefore, we also said, if you made a mistake and didn't say it by Ma'arib, then you don't have to say it over because you could say it by Shachris, even though the truth is, if someone made a mistake by Ma'arib, even without that, he wouldn't have to say it over, because they're not Makadish as a Chodesh Balayla. But again, you could say it simply because of all the other cases. But again, the primary reason would be not because of that you could say it over by the next tefillah, but simply because Ma'arib, you don't have to say it over at all, even if you wouldn't say it over, because Ein Makadish as a Chodesh Balayla. Continuing the next Taisa, Devar Maskel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Kama Yishev Bein Tefillah Tefillah. How long does one have to wait from one prayer to another one? And Taisa explains what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara had a question, as our Taisa quotes, how long do you have to wait from one to the next? So Taisa explains, it's Kagain Adam Shata. We're talking like, for example, a person that made a mistake and Veretzlis Baal Shenis. Like we said, if you made a mistake, you have to daven over again. If you're coming to daven over again, how long do you have to wait from one prayer to the next one? And or, V'chein also says Taisa, Bein Tefillah Shachris L'Tivas HaMusaf. And let's say you're davening Shachris and right after you want daven Musaf. And that was the Gemara's question, how long does one have to wait? That the Gemara said, as we continue, the next Taisa of the Maskel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, it's Kadesh Tescheil Daiteh Lav, is so that his consciousness could take effect on him. Which Taisa explains, what's that measurement? Because the Gemara brought two interpretations of Hun and of Chizda. One says the amount of time you have to wait from one prayer to the next is that Shetescheil Daiteh Lav, which is the amount of time that a person could have a supplication in front of Hashem. And one says Kadesh Tescheil Daiteh Lav, which is enough to have Yishev Adas, that he could then go ahead and be Mechala. Shetescheil is a vayichal, is to go ahead and pray in front of Hashem. But what is that measurement? So Taisa says, Mefarash B'Yisham, the Yisham explains, the Hainu, that is Kesheyelech Arba Amis. When the distance of walking four Amis, that's how much time a person has to wait from one prayer until he goes and starts the next tefillah, whether again because he made a mistake and davening over, or because the next prayer going from Shachris to Musaf. We continue the next Taisa of Maskel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Lefisha in Mekachin as a Chedesh B'chul. Because as we mentioned this quote just before, the previous taste is because we don't sanctify the new month at nighttime. Which taste comes to explain that even if a person made a mistake and didn't mention Yalav Yalav and Rosh Chodesh in the second night, sometimes there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, sometimes one day, depends if the previous month was a Mole or a Chaser, we don't make him say it over no matter which night of Rosh Chodesh it is. Because the Gemara brought this teaching of Rav, that if someone made a mistake and didn't mention Rosh Chodesh at nighttime, he doesn't have to say it over, because the Beis Din is not sanctifying the new month anyways at nighttime, it's only during the daytime, and therefore Rosh Chodesh essentially in the courts was only really starting in the daytime, it was never in the nighttime, because it's only on that day when they see it and they sanctify it, so therefore the night doesn't have that severity factor. So Taisa explains that Pirash Nila El Bereish Pirkin, he says, we already explained to answer on the Chavav Meral of Mashem Akshin, those that want to ask the question, you tell me you don't have to say over Ma'ariv if you forgot Yalav Yalav because Ein Makashin has a Chedesh Balayla. But the question we said that there are those who ask, but typically, what do you mean? It's to be sufficient that you don't have to say over if you don't mention Yalav Yalav at nighttime. Mishum Mishus, because we rule anyways Ma'ariv is voluntary. So of course you don't have to say over if you don't say Yalav Yalav because you don't have to have Ma'ariv at all. On that we answered, Mishum, no, that the Hainu Davka Lasis Mitzvah Acheres Averis. doesn't mean Ma'ariv is a Rishus. Of course you have to daven Ma'ariv. And therefore, if you forgot the Alva Yava, you would essentially have to say it over. And you don't have to only because Imekash Lachetch Balayla. This to be called Ma'ariv Rishus means only that if there's another time-sensitive mitzvah, that you could do that mitzvah and you don't daven Ma'ariv. But if not for that, of course you can't just not daven Ma'ariv for no good reason, even according to the one who holds Rishus, and therefore you need the reason of Fish Imekash Lachetch Balayla. Now, additionally, Tais continues, says, V'yesh mefarshim, now those who want to explain, that dafka b'layla rishayna, only the first night, the first day of Rosh Chodesh at nighttime, that ain't machzir noisa. And then if you get yalbi yalbi, you don't have to say it over. The reason is, l'fisha in makash nachaj b'layla, the first night never was going to be a Rosh Chodesh, because you don't sanctify the nighttime. A b'layla shniya, but the second night, then machzir noisa, then there are those who want to say that you would have to say yalbi yalbi. Shekfar makudish miyam shalavana, because when there's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, that means to say the first day, when they were sanctified, because you can sanctify during the daytime, that means the next night of the second night of Rosh Chodesh, that was already sanctified. So then you would have to say over v'ged yalav yavad. But Taisa says, well, in Nir L'chalak, it doesn't seem appropriate to make that differentiation. No, whenever you make a mistake, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at nighttime, we don't make him go over whether the first night or the second night, because we see that it's a deficiency in the nighttime, and therefore no matter which nighttime, you don't have to go and say over yalav yavad. Now, during the next Taisa of Yamasal, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Mistabra Milsa the Rav. It would be logical to say that this teaching of Rav is only b'chodesh Moli, in a full month. Chayes comes to explain that if a person has to go ahead and go over and say over his davening regarding something that could a person say over his davening, regarding something that the sages did not require to say over, if he didn't yet take three steps back, or if he didn't go ahead and start the next bracha after that. Which the Gemara brought that this teaching of Ravana Omer Rav, that if someone made a mistake and didn't mention Yalav Yavi at Ma'ariv time, so he said, oh, you don't have to go back. Oh, because the courts don't sanctify the month, that nighttime, only at daytime. That Amemer wanted to say, it'd be logical to say, which the Gemara doesn't hold of that, but he was saying it would be logical to say the teaching of Rav only by Chodesh Moli. So first, Taisa clarifies, says, Kalema, what it means to say is, although generally you would think that Chodesh Moli means this month of Rosh Chodesh, which is the coming month, is a Moli. No, Kalema, what it means to say is, Shehoya Eisei Shalafana Moli, meaning, if the previous month was a full month, meaning instead of being 29 days, there was 30 days, which then when there's a 30-day month, the last day of the month is what we call first day Rosh Chodesh, and the day after that is then the first day of the next month, which we call the second day Rosh Chodesh, that's where he wanted to say and explain that the teaching of Rav would be logical to say only by a full month if you went and you missed Yalav Yavai. By the first night Rosh Chodesh, that's where he would think to say, ultimately the Gemara refutes that, but you would think to say that, oh, then you don't have to say it over, because the az yachal amr ba'avir shal machr, because then you could say it over the next night, which is still Rosh Chodesh, and actually Shehu Ikar, which actually that's the primary day, because actually the first day Rosh Chodesh is considered day 30 of the previous month. Day 1 is actually the second day Rosh Chodesh. That's what he wanted to say. It would be logical to say the teaching of Rav, but the Gemara refuted that and says, no, it doesn't make a difference which night. You're not going to have to repeat over Yalav Yavir. Taisa brings the Bahayu Oimah Harav Rab Yitzchak, says that Lachol Davar Shama Chacham, regarding anything that the sages said, Eimach Zirinoi, say that you don't have to daven over, Kagain, like what we're talking about here in our Sugya, of Yalav Yavi Ba'arvis, let's say if you get saying Yalav Yavi at Ma'ariv time, which is that you don't have to say over because Hinam Akach and Sachaj Balayla anyway, or Va'ala Nisim, which although we insert that, but that's not integral for the tefillah itself, and therefore one would not have to go ahead and say over. So explains the Rav Rab Yitzchak, Loi Mebaya, we don't have to tell you Im Okar Raglov, which is different interpretations if it means literally taking three steps back, or it means like when it says akaragla, it means upasach bebracha shel acharav, that if you started the next bracha. But either way, the bigger chiddush is that we don't have to say, even if you started the next bracha, the emach zir naisa, that okay, that's where we say you don't have to go back because you already started the next bracha. Elafil loy akar, says Rabbi Yitzchak, no, even if you didn't yet uproot this bracha, meaning to start the next bracha, all you did was you finished this bracha in which they instituted to say this thing, let's say Ala Nisim or Yalav Yavai, and you didn't even start the next bracha, you just finished this bracha of where the insertion goes in. You don't have to go and say it over, even though you didn't start the next bracha yet. It doesn't make a difference. We don't make you say it over. Now, however, Rabbeinu Chanan does not like this interpretation of Harav Rabbi Yitzchak. Says the chazina beberchas amazon, says because you find by the blessing of the bread after the meal what we call benching, the eisen shama chacham magzirim, regarding those things that the chacham said that you have to say over benching. For example, if you forgot ritzei on the Shabbos meal, you have to bench over. Vegam eisen shem magzirim, and also those that we said you don't have to say over benching. For example, if you forgot yalbi yavei rosh chodesh, which is not integral a meal, and if you don't have to say it over, shavin, The Chacham equate those two cases, when you have to say over, when you don't have to say over, where you didn't, quote, be akaraglov, means to say, as long as you didn't start the next bracha of Hatayva Meitiv, which comes after the bracha of Rachim, which is where you insert Ritzein Yal V'Yavai, they equate, if you didn't start the next bracha, that actually the Yal V'Yavai of Rish Chodesh and the Ritzein of Shabbos is the same thing. Kedama l'kaman, like the Gemara tells later on the Mem Testament off. It says, "Im shachik shol Shabbos." If someone forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos, v'sayim ha-bracha kul, and he already finished the whole bracha, he already said Ubnei Yerushalayim, Boinim v'rachmei v'Yerushalayim, Amen. But v'adayin lehischa b'berachat Teva Meitiv, he didn't start yet the next bracha v'Teva Meitiv. Says the Gemara, "Omer." So what does he say? At that point, he inserts Baruch Hashem Nosan Shabbos L'mnucha b'chul. He gives a different version of Ritzei, and he says it in the bracha that Hashem gave us Shabbos for rest, etc. Now, but Kamen Amihasam says, Rabbi Nachanon, the Gemara there also says, Im tov lehiska shel Rish Chodesh. Let's say someone made a mistake. He didn't mention Yal V'Yavi on Rish Chodesh, which again is something that you don't have to say over. But if it's Kaidim Shalka Raglov, if it's before he quote unquote uprooted his legs, Dainu, what that means to say is, Kaidim Shayasl Birchas Ateva Meitiv, it's before he started the next bracha of Ateva Meitiv, as Tais explains. The Isa Kairi Akaraglov, that's what the Gemara means when it says that he uprooted his legs. So if you're at that same point, Aymer says the Gemara, you know what he says over there? Baruch Hashem Nasan Rosh Chodesh Machulu, he makes it also a special bracha on the Rish Chodesh. Says Rabbi Nochana Amma, so you see from that Gemara later on that Hecha Doloi Akra, if you didn't yet move on to the next bracha, Elu Elu Shavin, then they're both the same. It doesn't make a difference of those Eimak Zirin. If you didn't start the next bracha, we would have you say it. It's only Vim Akra Raglim, only if you quote unquote uprooted your legs, meaning Shehischel Babirchas Ateva Meitav Shal Shabbos, you already started the next bracha of Ateva Meitav on Shabbos, oh, then Chayz L'Reish. Then you would have to go back to the beginning. And whereas in regards to Rish Chodesh, that's Mu'uvas L'Yechaliskin, that's something that's twisted that you can't fix. No, that you already lost the opportunity. It's not something that you're Chayzer, and therefore you wouldn't be able to go ahead and do it over again. But regarding if you didn't start the next bracha, then they're the same. So says Rabbi Nachana, not like the Rav Rabbi Yitzchak, so Vahachanami say also by davening. And those that the Chacham said, you don't have to go and say them over again. Like we said, if you got Yal V'Yalvi Amayir V'Rish Chodesh, or if you got Ala Nisim on Chanukah and Purim, Yachzer Ba'isa Bracha, then, or if some have the Girsa La'isa Bracha, you should have to go back to say the Bracha, Im Lo Hiskel B'Bracha Shalach Harau. You see such a precedent by benching, even something that you don't have to say over. But if you didn't yet start the next bracha, you have to say it. Say it also. If you didn't start the next bracha, then, not like the Rav Rabbi Yitzchak, you should have to say it. But Umiyahu, however, says Taisis that no, ain raya mahasam. There is no proof, as Rabbeinu Chanan is bringing it from benching, that there that you have to go ahead and say over that bracha as long as you didn't start the next bracha, because the shani hasam brichas amazon. There says Taisis it's different over there by benching. Why? There, what we're talking about, Ritzein, Yal V'Yavei, Shekvar Beiruch Gimel Brachas. When you already finished the bracha that you were supposed to insert it, because if it was before you finished, then you go back. But you already said Baruch Atah Hashem, you already finished that bracha, so you already said the three biblical brachas of Birchas HaMazon. Or Birchas HaTeva Meitav, Lav D'Raisi. Now, you're before the bracha of Teva Meitav, that's not a biblical bracha. That was instituted at a later point in time. So Al Kain, that's why, as long as you didn't start the bracha of Teva Meitav, yeah, like we bring from the Gemara later on the Mem Tesem and Aleph, so since Emav Zir Nois Lagamri, we don't make you go ahead and go back to the bracha that you didn't mention it, in other words, to Yal V'Yavai, to go back in the middle of the previous bracha of Rachim. Rather, you say it as a bracha by itself. Baruch Hashem Nasan Rosh Chodeshim, like we said, so that's why it's not a problem. Ki ein day misham, you can't compare over there that if you're going to say it as a bracha on its own right, even though you finished the bracha Bein Yerushalayim, there's not really Hefza Kol Kach. It's not such a big interruption. Because you're right, although according to the primary law, you don't have to go back and say it over, but since anyways there's a separation over here from the first three brachas of Birchas HaMazon, which they're deraisa, to the fourth bracha that's Rabbanan, so therefore it doesn't seem like such an interruption by adding a bracha regarding Rish Chodesh. So therefore, Ve'en Lehevi Mimenu Ragel Yudchas Brachas, you can't bring that as a proof to Shemayna Esrei, because the Im Yachziru B'Dav V'Shein Le'Lachzi, if you're going to make the person go back and say over what he missed for something that he doesn't have to go back for, have a kamay havsaka, then it's like an interruption in middle of your Shmai Nesir, because you're middle of Shmai Nesir over here. It's not like benching that you really, really stopped one element and going on to a different element of the Drabun. Hey, middle of Shmai Nesir, if you're going to say over middle of Shmai Nesir, it's like a hafsing, and therefore you can't compare it. Voy, Morova says Taisis, the ain lehevi raya lekan. No, you can't bring a raya from there, from benching over here to Shmai Nesir. Because the imha yisayim, because if you're going to say, heichesh le'okar aglav biyotchaz brachas, that like the Rabbi Nachana wants to say, that if you didn't yet uproot your legs in Shemayin Esrei, Shahayu Le'lachzer, that you have to go back and say even something that's not ma'akev, that you don't have to usually say over, Imkain, if that's the case, then Hayat Tzarech Lachzer L'Ritzei, then actually you would have to go back to the middle of the Bracha of Ritzei to say over there, as some of Farshim say, it refers to Yalav Yalav, or some say it refers to even Ala Nisim, Because regarding Yalav Yavi, that's where the Rabban instituted that you have to say Yalav Yavi in the middle of the bracha of Ritzei. Now, Ve'ein Zahagin, that's not appropriate, because that would literally be a bracha of Atala, because you already said Ritzei. And now you're repeating it over unnecessarily, because again, the sages did not say you have to say it over. In contrast, like we said by Berachas HaMazon, we're not making a bracha of Atala, you're not even going back. You're just saying right there a separate bracha of Rish Chaydish. Therefore, that's why there you do it, but here it wouldn't be a raya to be over here, like the Rabbeinu Chanan tries to prove, not like Rav Yitzchok, to say it if you didn't start the next bracha. Now, Umiyu, however, although we just rejected the proofs of Rabbeinu Chanan, but Eimer Reader, he said, the Ras Rabbeinu Tam, he saw Rabbeinu Tam, the Eichad de lo yokar aglov, that if he didn't yet, quote-unquote, uproot his legs, that Chazal Ritzei, he actually would go back to Ritzei, afil bedvam she'em achzir, and even for things that you don't have to go back, could go in Alanizim, like Alanizim, because essentially it really is one bracha, as we'll see later on, the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei is considered like one bracha. So when you're going back, since you didn't start the bracha after the where Alanisim is inserted, to start the bracha afterwards of Sim Shalom, so it's like you're still in that, and but you got to go back to the beginning of that quote unquote bracha, which is Ritzei, and says Taisa Bechein Amidvar. So too, one sees this, that this is the custom of the people, that one goes back, even by things which the Chacham did not institute, to have to go back, as long as you weren't quote-unquote Okar Raglav, you didn't start yet the next bracha, then the custom is to go back and say it, although actually that's not the halacha as we practice it, but that's how Tesis brings, that is the custom, and that's what the Risol by Rabbeinu Tam. Hadon Lach Tvil Sashachar, we shall return to the fourth parak of Mesechtas Brachas, parak Tvil Sashachar, with Tesis, and with that we begin the fifth parak in Mesechtas Brachas, parak in Imdin. The Taisa begins with the Divrei Maaseh, the words of the Gemara, Al Tikri Bahadras, don't read it with splendor, Ela Bechardas, but rather with trepidation. Taisa comes to explain, why didn't the Gemara learn it out from the explicit part of the Pasuk of Ashtachbal Hashem, which concludes, Chilu Mepon of Kalaretz, which we learned in the Mishnah, that the person is not supposed to stand for davening, but with a heavy head, with humility. So the Gemara wanted to say that, where do we learn this out from? From Ashtachbal Hashem Bahadras Kaidish, don't read it Bahadras, but rather read it Bechardas, with trembling. Taisa asks, Tema, Taisa says, it's a wonder. Taisa has to take a second look. Amaylei muchach behedya. Why isn't it obvious explicitly from the Pasuk? Menichziv basrei. Because what's the next words in the Pasuk? Chilum lefon of kol haaretz. That it tremble in front of him all the land. Because at this point, Taisa assumes we're talking about Perek Tzadivav in Tehillim, where it says the same words, Hishtach b'l Hashem b'hadras kaidish. So why do you have to learn from an exposition? Don't read the hadras, rather cherdas. Rather learn it out where it explicitly says afterwards, chilu, which means to tremble. Shlema Taisa says what you could say is that no, this pasuk of Ishtach Lashem Hadras Kaidish, which our Gemara is bringing over here, Hainu Kra, that's a pasuk Dichsib Benizmer Havul Hashem Bene Eilim, which is Perk Chav Tesin Tilim. Umahu Kra, Bailechich Mimsechs Megillah, because it's that pasuk that the Gemara tries to prove in Mimsechs Megillah, and the Vizayin Mabez. Sha'aymrim Avais, that's how we know the bracha of Avais, Ugvuris, and the second bracha Shmanes, of the Might, Vekadesh Hashem, Kadesh Hashem, and the third bracha of Kadesh Hashem, from those words that are mentioned there in the verses of that parak. Vyutchez brachas, Tikna, Keneged Askaris, and the 18 brachas are because it mentions Hashem's name 18 times in that parak of Tehillim. Umshem Hachi Dayik Ma'isikra, therefore we only make an inference from that pasuk, Shakas Ba'isa Parsha, which is written in that parsha, which we have to say, oh, don't read it Bahadras, rather Bechardas. But that where it says, and then it continues with the chilu, with the trembling, in a kasa by the parsha. That's not written there in that parsha. That's a different parak in Tehillim. We're not talking about that pasuk of Ishtach b'Lashem Hadras Kaidish. We're talking about the one which is the sources for many different halachas in Shemoneh Esrei. That one doesn't say chilu, and therefore we had to go ahead and make a diuk from in the exposition of don't read the Hadras, but rather the Bechardas, to say that a person has to daven with a kovid roish, with a heaviness of a head when he's coming to daven in front of Hashem.